The next time you see a toddler staring blankly at a picture book, look closer. Because they aren't just looking at pretty pictures. They're actually silently reverse engineering the invisible rules of the English language. So, welcome to the very first deep dive in our new series. Today, you and I are exploring something foundational, which is early childhood literacy.
Yeah, it's such a huge topic.
It really is. And our mission today is to mine the Thoughts for Tots and the ready-to-read materials from Parents Helping Parents of Wyoming alongside the CDC's developmental milestones. We want to give you the actual mechanics of how to build a lifelong reader. Because learning to read is kind of like building a house, right? You can't just slap on the roof, which would be reading words, without pouring the foundation first, which is understanding symbols and sounds.
Exactly. I mean, learning to read at this early stage is less about, you know, reading a story and more about cracking a cipher. First, you have to realize the markings on the page aren't just random scratches. They are a code.
So it's like learning the mechanics of cryptography. What does that actually look like for, say, a 10 to 18 month old?
Well, it's rapid cognitive mapping. At that age, they are grasping symbolic representation.
Right.
They're figuring out that a specific visual mark pairs with a specific auditory sound. And then those sounds stack to create meaning. Plus, they are observing the spatial orientation of text, like moving left to right and top to bottom, long before they can articulate a single word.
Okay, let's unpack this. So even before they understand the plot, it's like they're learning the rules of a board game before they can actually play.
That is a perfect way to put it. Yes, exactly.
But wait, the sources say we should use big words and complete sentences with a toddler during daily routines.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, if I drop a four-syllable word at the dinner table or like while grocery shopping, isn't that just going right over a two-year-old's head?
You'd think so, yeah. But Harvard researchers actually found that good dinner conversation is one of the most potent vocabulary builders.
Wait, really? Just talking at dinner?
Yeah, because of contextual and emotional learning. When you use a complex word in a complete sentence, say, while pointing out nutritious vegetables in the grocery aisle, the child relies on your tone, your facial expressions, and the physical object to decode the meaning. It's not rote memorization, it's immersive language acquisition.
That makes a lot of sense. And the Ready to Read guide emphasizes that everyday errands, like a grocery run, are essentially live-action classrooms.
Oh, absolutely.
Pointing out words like milk and bread isn't just labeling. It's linking that physical object to the auditory sound and the printed word on the package. But it's easy to get anxious about whether these immersive grocery runs and dinner conversations are actually, you know, clicking.
Which is exactly why the CDC milestones matter. They aren't a standardized test to stress over. They're simply a roadmap.
Right, right.
Checking in at key markers like 9, 18, and 30 months helps you verify that those auditory and visual building blocks are snapping into place.
And if they aren't?
Well, if there's a delay, you act early. You use the screening tools to ensure the neurological pathways are developing as expected.
Okay, assuming those milestones are on track, the sources really push for taking letters completely off the page. The guide talks about having kids bend their arms and legs to make a C shape or running through the wet sand or snow to trace letters.
Yeah, tracing a letter in the sand or snow isn't just a game to burn off toddler energy. I mean, it is that, but it's also multisensory encoding.
Oh, wow.
By feeling the sand, moving their arm, and visualizing the shape, the child is actually writing that letter into their motor memory. It fires up entirely different neural pathways than, say, passively looking at a flashcard.
Here's where it gets really interesting to me. We usually think of reading as this quiet, sit-still activity, but applying it this way actually turns it into a physical, full-body sport.
It really does, and a highly tactile one. You can use uncooked pasta or popsicle sticks to construct letters. Sitting in a circle and rolling a ball along the lines of a letter transforms an abstract concept into a tangible, physical reality.
Which takes the pressure off you as a parent. Early reading isn't about rigid memorization drills. It's about everyday routines, grocery store vocabulary, making letters tactile, and keeping an eye on that CDC roadmap.
Exactly. It's about letting their brains absorb the code of language through the environment around them.
Well, I want to leave you with this final thought. The next time you see a toddler mindlessly rolling a ball or snapping uncooked pasta, ask yourself, are they just playing with their food, or are they secretly drafting the blueprint for their very first novel?